Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Enveloper, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody, it is Clarissa. You are here in the limelight on Voice America's Influencers channel. And again, I am living a fabulous life here in Los Angeles, California. I spent the weekend in San Diego at a networking event. So shout out to Jason Stewart for putting on yet another amazing event. It is called the Epic Mastermind Summit Experience. And great people there. 3 days worth of fabulous networking. Lots of nuggets to take away for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, much like myself and probably much like you, that know exactly what it means to be doing everything by yourself and living to tell the story. So a great event. I came up to Los Angeles yesterday, and I'll be in David Fagan's event this week. It's called the Book and Magazine Summit. And go to bookandmagazinesummit.com. You can get more information there. It is a free event. So if you are interested in publishing books and magazines, or magazines, this is a place you're going to want to be to get even more information. It is a 3-day event. And again, I will be there. I have a show coming up today that I'm extremely, extremely excited about, because we're going to be talking about glitz, glamour, and luxury. Now, with that having been said, I've got a very quick story to tell you. This morning, you know, I work with a lot of PR agents that help me get great guests on the show. And I reached out to a PR agent and got an automatic response back from a gentleman that I had never spoken to before. There's a phone number on there. So I called and said, yes, hello. I just wanted to make sure that so-and-so client or your client will be on my show next week. And he said, well, you probably don't know, but 16 days ago on January 1st, Joanna, my wife, died. You know, that kind of brings everything right back down to earth very quickly. Certainly it was something I wasn't expecting, and certainly he wasn't expecting, but I do want Joanna and her husband to know that her guests are going to be on my show all the same. He is being extremely noble by helping close up all of the gaps that were left behind by this tragic event. So when we speak about glitz, glam, and luxury, obviously it's a place where we all love to be and we all love to dream about and we all love to live in. But let's be real and remember that there are a lot of people that don't get that luxury. With that having been said, let's get to the real meat and bones of today's show. So in the second segment, we're going to be having a Hollywood PR agent who has just started her MO magazine. But in the beginning, I'm going to have a very good friend of mine on. And I want you to know a lot about her, because she's an extraordinary human being who she herself, being an entrepreneur and a solopreneur, knows something about the ins, the outs, the ups and the downs of building a business, and sometimes rebuilding and recreating a business. Because as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, we know all too well that you can be on the crest of the wave today, and tomorrow you're being pushed under, and your head's hitting the sand underneath. So, with no further ado, I want to bring on the CEO of Signature Productions. She has been in the pageant arena, I guess, for about 20 years. She started her career as the Arizona State Director for the USA Universe pageant system. And then she moved on to the United States pageant system, where she was the state director for 4 years. And then she was promoted to National Director of Junior, Teen and Miss and the Ms. divisions. So she's also been on Supermodel, the Supermodel cover a couple of different times with her title holders, her national title holders. Linda Samuels is here with us today, and I want to say hello to her with a big, 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 big hug. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's an experience.
You know, yeah. It is an experience, and it's exciting because you and I, when everybody you know about you and I and how we've sort of partnered and JV'd and so on, this extraordinary new event that you have coming on. I want to hear all about it. And for all the ladies that are listening, I want you to go right away to classicinternationalwoman.com, as Linda is going to explain. It's a beautiful website, by the way. It's just glorious just looking at it. But I want you to go and take a look at the website while Linda gives us an idea as to how the idea was born, why the idea was born, and why she feels as though there was a need for a pageant system for women that are 45 years of age and older. So how did it get started, Linda? Why were you so passionate about gals over 45? And tell us how we can learn more.
Okay, well, it started several years ago. As you said, I was the national director for the four divisions, and it was junior team, team, Miss, and Ms. And the Ms. really was, I believe, 30 and up. And up had no cap. And that was fine. And we indeed always had people that were in their 40s, mid or late. And unfortunately, in the pageant world, no matter what we try to do and no matter how fabulous those in the 40 ladies were, society always managed to title the younger aged ones in that same division. And and that wasn't fair, because I know a lot of women that are 45 plus that are phenomenal. And unfortunately, that gap, that world is really small. So having listened to all those, why can't we, why isn't it, why not? When I was no longer with the United States, I started thinking, well, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to take my passion and respect for women and come up with something different. And at the end of the day, it's one division, one title, title Classic International Woman, because at the end of the day, that's what you are. It doesn't matter if you're single, married, widowed, divorced, if you have kids or you don't. It doesn't really matter in this system for me whether you've ever been on a pageant stage. You're a mini title holder. It is what it is. We are celebrating the woman in you. I want people to accept life's experiences and embrace the possibilities. There is so much that a woman 45 and over has experienced and can share and be passionate about, and then embrace the possibilities that are before us. So here I am.
I know you for, and there you are. And since I've known you for quite a number of years, Linda, we are very good friends indeed. I know that you've been speaking about doing, talking about doing this for a while. And I love the piece that I read in your bio that was really about, it was so heartfelt, your note from the executive director to the gals about, you know, how life changes and you have changed. And you take a look back in retrospect at some of the hits that you took and how you take them and you turn them around into something positive, and how you do have to continue to believe in yourself. And I think that a lot of women, when they hit their 40s and up, they're feeling as though this kind of opportunity for them might have been lost in youth. And you have made it, a possibility, you've made it a reality. And I want all the gals to know that, again, go to classicinternationalwoman.com. You can certainly apply there, learn more information, give Linda a call directly. The number is at the top of the website. There's also an email there to get more information if you need it. But it's really a place for either like you said, ex-pageant girls or girls that have never been on the stage before, but that something like this has always been on the bucket list. Doing a fashion show and feeling what that feels like, or, you know, wearing a banner and being a part of this sorority, this community that is a pageant life. What are the other really, I know there's also the swimwear piece that you're very adamant about talking about and underlining. So tell us a little bit about what the gals can expect at Classic International Woman, which, by the way, is in October this year in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel. Tell us a little bit more about what they can expect.
A quick timeline, if you will, because it's going to be here before we know it, and it's going to fly by before we know it. There'll be a short intermission. Girls will get to meet each other and start connecting and learning about everything that we're going to do. We're going to have a trip to the Bellagio with our photographer for the weekend. Joe's going to be taking pictures. Girls get to do autograph signing with their banners. I mean, that place is a magnet from people from around the world, and we're an international pageant. So it's really kind of a neat place to be. We're going to do a night at the Oscars fashion show. Basically, all of our delegates will be picking out an outfit of their choice from their favorite Oscar-winning movie and put on a fashion show. We're going to be in the showroom for that as well. There will be a winner. There's going to be, of course, a panel of judges interview. And then we have our prelims and our crowning ceremony. The event that you were talking about, the swimwear competition, here's a division where it's great if you're junior, teen, and teen, and maybe a miss. And then everybody goes, oh, my God, you know, some women have dynamite bodies. And then there are others that are beautiful, but they're not comfortable with it. So why do swimsuit? Let's do swim wear. What would you wear to the beach? And then maybe you're going to go out to lunch and you're going to put a little, wrap on and a hat and, you know, carry out your little cute little bag or whatever. Judges want to see what is your taste in swim wear, not necessarily your dynamite body in a swimsuit.
Right.
And that
so you're saying,
that
you know, and
I
love your idea. Right. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And I love your idea of, you know, you can put on a wrap. We love to see a hat, maybe a pair of sunglasses. In other words, it's an expression of who you are as the miss on stage and how you might really, you know, show up at the beach without having to, you know, do the miss, you know, the miss bodybuilder body, right? Which
absolutely.
I think really does, Linda, puts a lot of women at ease. You also have your host is Jay Joseph. He's, you know, really been a friend of yours and a friend of your pageants for a very long time. He does an amazing job. There's a choreographer on board, Natalie Carson. Nobody better than Natalie when it comes to pageantry and getting the girls to move and teaching them. I suppose I'm assuming there's an opening number and maybe many other things that she will be choreographing along the way. Joe Peer is your pageant photographer. He is certainly cemented for many years in the pageantry industry. He's taken the picture of probably every girl that I know. He's been involved their photography. Linda Rossi, backstage, just a lovely backstage manager, but she's also, while you're, you know, working and doing your thing, she's like the house mom, you know, she takes care of all the girls and makes sure that they get everything, taken care of. And so these girls, when they get there, they're really, really becoming, I mean, I think women come in with some trepidation. They come and with maybe some fears and certainly some anxiety because there's so much excitement around the pageant and pageant life and pageant system. I also know, I think, can we talk about Chris or?
Yes, we can absolutely talk about Chris.
Well, why don't you? Why don't you? Actually, why don't we do this? Linda, I've got to go to break. So hold on. Okay. Just hold that thought because we're going to talk about Chris because that's another really huge piece of what's going on around Classic International Woman. Everybody, you've been listening to Linda Samuels. And again, go to classicinternationalwoman.com because you are going to be with us and I say us, and I'll tell you why I say that, in Las Vegas in 2018, October. Do not go away because we will be right back.
Follow follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey everybody, we're back here with Linda Samuel. She is the founder, director, the CEO, the COO, the chief cook and bottle washer and everything else for Classic International Woman, brand new pageant that Linda has created for gals over 45 years of age. We're going to be in Las Vegas this coming October. What are the dates, Linda?
Thursday the 18th of October. Check out on Monday the 22nd.
And we're going to be at the Orleans Hotel, everybody, in L.A. Las Vegas. Forgive me, I'm in L.A. In Las Vegas. And, I mean, just Las Vegas is so much fun. So why not come and be a part of this? So again, a lot of gals, it's a bucket list thing that they just always wanted to do. Come meet a bunch of great people. There are going to be photographers, and we're going to have judges. And then the Bellagio piece that Linda spoke about before. And so, Linda, I know that you wanted to talk a little bit more about the gals and what they can expect. And why don't you expand upon that a little bit?
You know, what I've learned in all my years in pageantry is that it's, as a director, whether we're a state director, a national director, international, it doesn't matter, it comes with huge responsibilities. And my goal has always been and always will be that these women, whatever their ages, wherever they are, especially for me, work very, very hard to get there. It's a dream. If they work with coaches like Chris, they work with hairstylists, makeup artists. My job is to work as hard as they do to make them proud to be on that stage. You don't wake up one morning and say, "Ah, okay, I can do this." No, you really can't. You can with a lot of hard work, determination, and my staff and I work as hard as the girls. It's all about making everyone embrace the opportunity when they get there. And it's not about getting that crown. It's the crown, the title can't be the end all. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
right.
All about being a voice for all the things that sash and crown bring to you before you even get there and after you leave. It's about embracing that opportunity. And if by chance someone says as a group, "Okay, you're the new title holder," that has to be just, "Oh my God, it's me. I did this."
Right.
And just be happy for everyone else enjoying that moment.
Right. So what everybody doesn't know and what we haven't mentioned yet is I have the honor of being the emeritus queen, which means there had to be somebody to start with. There was no pageant before this. So Linda has asked me and honored me with the crown, if you will, so that I will be the person crowning the new Miss Classic International Woman, or Classic International Woman, and the new queen. And so that's extremely exciting for me. So I get to put the crown on her head and the sash around her shoulders, and off she goes for a year. Now, what can be expected from the queen during that year, Linda?
I really work with the girl individually. I want to know what it is that she is looking forward to doing. Most of us have lives outside the world of pageantry, and this should not take away from that, but should more add to it. And so, of course, there's going to be appearances that I would like her to make, but everything is within schedules. We have to respect that. Life is there, and it's ever present, and we like to try to work within that schedule. The whole thing really starts with a Monday's breakfast with my emeritus reigning queen, Clarissa, the new queen that comes in, and myself, and to sit and really kind of roadmap what we all want to see accomplished during the coming year. That's really what
Are the gals expected to have a social platform of any kind?
You know, it's not a requirement, but it's always nice, because most people in pageantry do feel that they want to just represent something. And the neat thing about Classic International Woman, which I also want to say, is there is not one person representing an entire state or an entire country. The difference here is, and I'll use, I'm from Arizona, so I kind of know the cities around me better, so bear with me. It used to be in traditional pageantry, there would be Classic International Woman, Arizona, USA. No. So what we're doing now is your title would be Scottsdale, Arizona, USA Woman. Tempe, Arizona, USA Woman. Brooklyn, New York, USA Woman. I have someone from Australia. Her title is Queensland, Australia Woman. We have someone from Samar Island, Philippines Woman. Because not one person does an entire state. It's just too darn big. So let us embrace the fact that we can all travel within our immediate area and do what we want.
Right.
So we are sort of the new face of pageantry.
Yeah. And it's really, the other thing that I do want to clear up is that there are women coming in from different countries around the world, but that many different girls from the United States can be represented here.
Yeah.
Different states. Because usually it's one delegate from each state, right? Well, that's not the way it is here. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. Again, classicinternationalwoman.com. Linda, they can go also to classicinternational.com to get tickets. There's going to be, again, as we said, the night at the, did we talk about the Oscars yet? Did we talk about that? The Oscars fashion show?
Yes, I did. I mentioned that earlier, but sure. For instance, it's very funny how people have different envisions of whatever. Most of the women that I talked to said, oh, so I get to wear something like the red dress that Julia Roberts wore in Pretty Woman. And I'm looking at her like, yeah, see, I didn't even think of the red dress. I was thinking of the dress when she went shopping with the bag.
Yeah, the polka dot, right.
Right, you know. So it's whatever we want. Pick your favorite movie. Recreate an outfit, you know, and let's have fun with it. There'll be online voting for a spot in the finals. So we'll be doing that as we get a little closer. And I really want anyone who's interested to go to the website or feel free to give me a call. My number is up there also. I'm happy to answer questions. This is teamwork. And I'm there for every single woman that wants to embrace that stage. At the end of the day, it's all about character and integrity. And that's what I bring to the platform. That's my
We were talking about Chris Franz before we went to break. Let's talk a second about Chris, if you don't mind.
Chris is a fabulous pageant coach with a fabulous background. He also works with Platform Magazine, and he is very much liking the pageant and helping us spread the word. And I'm just honored to have the opportunity to get to know him and work with him. And I know you've spoken to him a couple of times, so you want to go into that?
Yeah. Well, gee, whose show is this, Linda? Yes, of course I'd like to go.
Take it away.
I love when you start asking the questions. and I've been honored again to buy Platform Magazine. They've asked me to be on the cover as the Emeritus Queen for Classic International Woman. So another extraordinary, and you know, the gals will be getting, certainly, you know, during the year, you'll have different appointments for them and different things for them to do, but the press that they'll get will be, you know, pretty extraordinary, because I know you've got great connections with the press as well, and they're going to be on the magazine that I'm creating, and they'll be on my radio show, and I will be interviewing them as well for different media platforms, so that's really cool. We have 3 minutes to go, Linda. And I just want to know if you
We're working very closely with internationally known Pageant Live, and they're going to be covering our event and everything that we're going to be doing. So our new queen will be working with them also and being highlighted throughout the year. We have Mark DeFang. Everyone knows Mark. He's giving a beautiful gift to our new coming queen. We have Dermatologist Choice. We have our official hair and makeup team is Lady Code, Beauty by Lady Code. And Biscaya Swimwear. So yeah, we're really getting up there. More to come. And I'm very, very excited to have women accept their experiences, share them with us, embrace the possibilities of life, and just go for the lift, you know, go for it.
Yeah. We're just about ready to close up the segment, Linda. Let's talk very quickly about how the gals can apply. What do they expect in the application process?
It's really very basically simple. It's not up. Yeah, go to the website, classicinternationalwoman.com. You can fill out the application form. It's really simple. This is not rocket science. It is not my job to tell a woman of any shape, size, whatever, that they can't be in it. This pageant is for all women. Who the winner will be decided by judges. That's right. 45 and older, single, married, widowed, divorced, children, no children, pageant life, no pageant life. Just embrace the possibilities and come join us. This is the new face of pageantry.
And the cost for entry is?
$8.95. And that includes the entry, your sash, a complete photo package of every event that we're doing. We're going to go to the Bellagio, the fashion show, tote bags, a lot of sponsor gifts that are coming in. So, yeah, it's really quite reasonably priced.
It really is quite reasonably priced for an extraordinarily fun weekend, first off. And again, I like to call it, for some gals, it really is a bucket list piece. For other gals, they might be been in different pageants before and what they call aged out of those other pageant systems, but here we are ready to take you on. Ladies, we're ready for you. So again, remember, Linda Samuels, director of classicinternationalwoman.com, and I want to thank you for being on the show, Linda.
Thank you so much, and happy new year to all of your listeners, and keep up all the wonderful work that you do for everybody.
Thank you, girl. Thanks so much. I love you too.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon, Lynn.
Bye.
Thanks very much for being on.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, we're going to be going to break, and when we come back, we are going to have one of Hollywood's most influential PR agents ever. So don't go away. We'll be right back.